You are listening to Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. Expand your mind and keep it love.
This is episode 131, and I'm your host, Miguel. The topic for today is adversity, or better said, adversity, resistance, challenge, hard knocks, and these type of things. So it's something that I do hear spoken about a lot. I see a lot of Instagram memes and motivational things with, you know, challenge and resistance. But what I want to do is kind of take that a step further. And what I want to say is that adversity is your friend. Now, I know that sounds cliche, hey, it's your friend or whatever, but it's kind of like every morning I've heard it said, I think, I don't know if it was Arnold Schwarzenegger or something like that, but, and I know this is a hard left turn like I usually do, but they ask him, isn't it hard for you to, you know, get up and go to the gym and work out? And he goes, no, because it's a young child. This is Arnold Schwarzenegger speaking. He said from a young child, he would go brush his teeth and, you know, do, wash his hands, whatever steps that he had to take. And then also work out. So he always saw working out as just like brushing his teeth. It was a habit that he had. So it's the same thing with resistance, in the sense of you should always just be expecting that resistance right around the corner. Especially when you're doing good. Sometimes when you're doing really bad, it gets worse. I mean, not to be cliche, but things that I found to be really true in my life. You know, when they say when it rains, it pours, is very true. So we need to be in a position where, not that we are living our life seeking out resistance, but not avoiding it, all right? And kind of expecting it if we are doing the right things. You know, if you're a person on the path of ascension, a person that's on the path to growth and everything, and I don't mean, again, I don't want to get back to these Instagram things, but I see a lot of these postings up there with Lamborghinis and, you know, millions, I want trillions. That shit is retarded. Sorry, just is. So where it really comes in at is just the ability to know that this is all about, like, and again, not to be cliche, but it's very true, about balance, because you're gonna have to expect some kind of resistance or adversity when you are going to, through a path of ascension, or to do better for yourself or to learn new skills. It's not going to be easy, and nothing that is good is easy, right? So, yeah, so the whole topic is really to make adversity your friend. And it's, I guess if you play a lot of basketball, you know that literally the ball itself is your friend. I mean, you put it in your book bag or however you transport it with you. I mean, it's right there with you. And adversity should be also on your side, in your toolbox, you know, in your gym bag, that adversity. And just know that it's part of what it is to ascend and do, you know, things that cause growth in your life and stuff like that. Anything that's positive, again, not money wise, but just, you know, spiritual wise too. You know, funny topic too, I saw it written somewhere, and there were people were talking about, oh, I'm spiritual, this and that. And the person replied and said, hey, you know what, even demons or whatever, they're also spirits too, they're spiritual. And I just found it to be a very interesting thing. So, yeah, man, we have to be following, you know, on the ascension or the path of the right spirits, you know, the God glorifying spirits, the things that are positive and good and light, you know, none of this dark shit that was witnessing today. So the real goal is to, on a day-to-day basis, as you're moving, you know, through your life, you're going to run into so many instances where you're going to be faced with either a simple or a difficult challenge, some type of challenge, and you're going to be faced with the decision of, do I go through with the challenge or do I, you know, remove myself from this, right? So perfect example for me, I was hit with some new different software and different protocols and stuff on the job. And of course, initially I had resistance in my head and I'm like, damn, I don't want to. you know, didn't even want to look at the new software or whatever or start using it. But of course, you know, you have to. This is what you do for a living. So I went in and I started peeking and poking and all the stuff like that. And I made one little catch here and one little trick here and one little observation there. And I'm kind of on my way to using this new software. So, and what's funny is once you get stimulated and once you start with it, now I'm kind of looking behind the scenes of the software and, you know, the tables and the structure and the relationships that are in there. So it's just something that I make part of my life is that whole making resistance my friend, right? So if, right, so if there's no challenge or anything like that, no resistance, no hard time, no sweat equity or whatever, then there's not going to be any payout either. So we're gonna move past that and we're going to get into like what that feeds into or what is the natural extension of that, of having that type of thinking, right, where you're expecting adversity. Well, with that type of thinking, you want to start working on things that are going to, that are going to be a real asset to yourself. And again, not the Lamborghini or not a big shiny, you know, Hulk Rolex watch or some dumb shit. You know, like I said, if you got the money, God bless you, man. It look good on you. If you got the money, it looks real good on you. Putting yourself in a position where you're building the skills that you have and building on your strengths. And there's two adverse things that I see on this. I read so much. I see so many different things and advices and memes and books and such and philosophy and Nietzsche. It's crazy. But one of the things that I saw is where it says, you know, don't bother working on your strengths because you're good at that. Just work on your weaknesses. But I see like a real viable way to really reinforce the strengths that you have because that's what your natural God-given ability is. So I kind of fluctuate between both of them in my thinking. Whatever works at the time or whatever the patterns and the timing dictate is the best way to flow through, you know. I never make any concrete decisions. Like, well, it's this way, and whenever you're faced with, you know. No, it's very fluid, and you have to look at the situation as it is. So, you know, working on your strengths, working on your weaknesses. What you need to do is develop a pattern of doing things in a sense of practical, like real-life stuff. As simple as, you know, replacing a light receptacle or motion sensor, which I did over the weekend, which was a pain in the ass, but I got it done and it was a real nice design the way I did it. Whatever it may be, writing a piece of script, a piece of software, you know, messing with queries, and the queries are like filtering data and stuff like that. So you constantly have to be on the lookout for different kind of skills and how those skills integrate with one another, right? Are you a computer person? Are you the type of person that, are you like the hands-on mechanic type that, you know, you have to be tactical and like see it and, you know, actually have it in front of you where you can work with it? You know, you have to make a determination of where your skill sets lie and kind of pursue that and really make every effort that you can to have it be something that you enjoy doing. Because, you know, the old saying, if you love what you do, you'll never work another day in your life because you're doing what you love. So My advice really would be always, especially as young as possible, is always try to get your computer skills up. And that would be as basic as working with Microsoft Excel, learning what formulas are, what a range is, how to, you know, something as simple as just validating data, which validating data is a super simple step. Let's say you have to put a phone number in a certain cell, then, you know, if you try to put a character in there, like a letter, it won't allow because it's been that cell's been validated only to accept numeric values. So there's a lot of reasons why that coding stuff is good for you because it actually augments the way you think. You know, you start seeing things as having properties and how they relate to one another and how they integrate with everything around them. And it really, especially, you know, if you have the opportunity to start messing with some, I've been stressing in the last few episodes, Microsoft Access and Visual Basic, SQL. I mean, it's something that's highly recommended because it's always marketable. You should have the ability, your computer skills should be to the point where, let's say you start a new job, and I don't care how time progresses forward. Yeah, the internet has changed a lot, and has changed a lot the way we do things, but data is data, and data always has to be crunched. So you should have the ability, let's say you start a new job, to sit at your desk and see the information flow towards your desk and away from your desk and be able to automate it or put some type of checks and balances on there where you can see how the flow is going through, so you can do quick searches, you know, SQL searches and stuff like that, because that's where the technology is today. I've seen so many places where, you know, this is 2019 and you have people still, you know, writing like little notes and doing stuff like that where they don't have any real grasp on their data, their information or the workflow, anything going on around them. You have to make a habit of seeing the world in a different way, in the sense of looking to fulfill the things that you have to get done, right? Because if you get distracted by a lot of shiny, you know, colorful things, you're not going to get anything done because you're constantly winding back to something that has no true value to you, right? You want to, you know, you need some of that in your day, some of that frivolous, you know, wasted time or whatever, that's fine. But you have to make that habit of trying to integrate learning processes into your day, and where you stop looking at the world as just difficult time and this is so hard and I don't like doing this, and this is, you know, I'd rather be with my fluffy, you know, bunny slippers on playing, you know, whatever the new game is of the day. I don't even know the names of the new Fortnite. You know, I'd rather be in there with my slippers, fuzzy bunny slippers, playing Fortnite than meeting this challenge. But dude, that, you know, you have to realign your thinking on that, man. You have to understand that the challenge is what's up. So whether it be a job or a pickup game of basketball on the court where you're shooting for sides, or whether it be, you know, touch football, whatever it might be, you always have to employ and implement some kind of strategy. The way your resume is prepared, the way your LinkedIn looks, you know, the focus of it, because laziness, especially in this economy today, man, laziness leads to a very, very sad place. I've heard it said, like, people are 2 paychecks away from being homeless, and I know for a fact that that's very true these days. So, not that you want to dwell on those kind of things or seek out adversity, like I said, but you want to be aware of it and take the steps that you need to take to kind of be prepared for that adversity, right? As well as for the good times. You want to, you know, prepare for both. So, yeah, I refer back to adversity being the friend, in that, you know, you need to develop, you know, habits that kind of throw some adversity at you and give you a challenge. Like I said, like the computer skills, or it could be welding, or it could be woodworking, or something tangible where you can do stuff with, you know. That's going to give your mind somewhat of a challenge, and it's going to be real beneficial to you in the sense of your own personal growth and where you're able to go with it. And if you do this on a constant basis, if you're doing this from when you were young, by the time you reach your mid-20s, 30 years old, mid-30s, you should have some good skills under your belt, because you've challenged yourself already so many times, and you're able to master the process of learning how to learn, as I said in one of my prior podcasts. It's very important to learn, how to teach yourself something. You know, something is put in front of you that you know nothing about. How is it that you go about breaking that apart into its smallest components and putting it back together again? You know, this is the magic of life, where you learn how to learn and teach yourself that whole process, because it's so important for us, you know? One of the really effective disciplines that I like to employ that really work very well for me when I'm faced with a challenge is I'll think and say, what other human being has faced the same challenge like I'm facing right now, and how did they handle it? Whether that means going on YouTube or Google or doing research on a topic. But, you know, there was so many generations and so many millennia before us where people were faced with the same exact challenges we're facing today, whether metaphorically or actual physical or physics type challenges, you know, like Archimedes with his corkscrew thing that he was able to, it was the shape of a corkscrew, but he could stick it down into water and turn it and it would pull the water up hydraulically. It would lift the water up against gravity, like shaped like a corkscrew. Archimedes, I believe it was Archimedes, but that's what it is to have the ability to see the world in a different way, right? it's almost like your degree of engagement with the world makes a determination of your feeling about yourself, because the deeper you're able to integrate with the world around you, people around you, and things that you touch on a day-to-day basis, whether it's, you know, the sink that you installed yourself, or, you know, the car that you were able to change the spark plugs or whatever to get it running, whatever that might be, that's just how much more you're elevating yourself to feel better about yourself and to have a better understanding of the world around you, right? Really, it's a matter of perspective, because you could perceive something as being pleasurable and fun and, you know, challenging and happy, or another person can perceive the same thing as being horrific and just whatever, you know, it's perception. So we have to learn how to make those adjustments in our thinking and in our observations and the way we handle and deal with the world that comes at us, you know, because again, there's those two levels, the way we see ourselves from within us and then how we integrate and deal with the world without us. They're both equally important, but the one that ends up really paying the bills is the interaction that we have with the outside world. So that's why you want to master those kind of skills and constantly challenge yourself to learn new and different things. And not only learn new and different things, but again, back to what I said in the same episode and prior episodes of the learning how to learn and the mechanics of learning within yourself. You know, it's so important to have that skill, because you can get yourself in any rut. One of the skills that I did learn really, really young, probably 18, is to learn stuff out of magazines, like, you know, Auto Magazine or whatever, or electronics or whatever. I'm not big into electronics, but I'm more on the computer side of it. But to be able to pick up a book and just learn right there on the spot, you know, you pick it up, you go to chapter and verse that you know, where your problem is at or whatever you're trying to do, and you just learn. You know, the ones that I find really hard, like the high level electronics and music. Music for me is really hard. The reading part of it and the whole, you know, it kind of wasn't my thing. You know, although I love it, I played a little bass when I was young, but the reading music and the writing and stuff, that gets really hard. It's tough for me for some reason. I don't know how you guys feel about that. So yeah, it's about building your skills constantly. Looking at challenge as your friend, in the sense of look at challenge as opportunity. Like I said, again, in some of my older episodes, how the void is infinite potential, right? But that void can be a void as you see it, but it could be a humongous challenge, that void, because it's unknown, it's uncertain. You don't know what it is. It's have to deal with the fear, the ego, and the attachment. Those are the three big things that you have to look for. I repeat that. The things that you have to really look out for, the fear, the ego, and the attachment. The fear, because basically a lot of what the system is putting down on us right now is a whole fear-based control mechanism where they're trying to control us through fear, right? The second thing that you have to deal with is the ego, and that's probably bigger than the other two, because, you know, the ego is going to try to run you around, like, you know, where you don't know where you are, because it's your ego that's doing it, and it never really makes much sense. The ego, it's because you're just trying to make yourself feel yourself better about yourself, right? And then the third thing is attachment. You know, and all suffering comes from attachment. All dukkha comes from attachment. Dukkha is another word for suffering. Right? Important to know that. So once you're able to start looking at these different things in your day-to-day life, as far as, you know, are they going to benefit you? Are they going to hurt you? Are they going to help you? Are they worth really getting upset over? Because I see a lot of people getting really upset and really bad over things that don't really mean shit. But I think that has a lot to do with the whole ego getting involved with that. Either the ego, the attachment, or the fear. One of the three. Because along with that fear comes that whole Jungian, you know, dealing with the shadow aspects. And I think that's a lot bigger than I had prior thought. There's a lot to that shadow stuff, which I'm still reading into. A lot of my listeners also seem to express interest in that episode. I get a lot of feedback on that episode. It's a constant day-to-day thing to find, you know, the path of growth and the path of ascension, the path of integrating all these different things together, you know, observing the timing and the pattern in them, right? Yeah. It's really important. Hey, you know, I almost forgot. Shout out to my guy, Javi Trujillo, with his victory over there in Thailand. I saw him with the sword. He was kicking ass and shit. The photo was like perfectly lit. So congrats, brother. You know, I know you work really, really hard for that, and you dedicate your life as a warrior, man. And you do it inside the cage, like for real type shit. So definitely got to get you back on the show. We got to talk about your victory and everything going on there, right? That's my man right there, Javi Trujillo, the honey badger. And he fights like a honey badger. He's a tough dude. Much love, brother. You know, we'll got to get you back on the show and talk and everything like that. Congrats on your victory there. The sword is amazing, man. You're amazing. Amazing MMA fighter. Yeah, we'll get that done soon, man. So this is kind of a short episode for me. I've been really, really busy at home and work and just a lot of stuff going on with me, and I haven't had the ability to get a show out in like 10 days it's been, I'm seeing right here. So I'm really getting some great support in your emails and your likes on Instagram. You know, my Instagram is AlphaMaBuddhist, and my email is AlphaMaBuddhist@gmail.com, and website is AlphaMaBuddhist.podbean.com. Again, I'm getting really good feedback, positive and everything like that. I apologize that I haven't been as regular with my shows, getting my shows out as possible. But again, been really, you know, dealing a lot of stuff at home and work and everything like that as far as my time and my ability to get away and get a show out. So yeah, I definitely want to thank you for listening, and namaste.
Welcome to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. I'm your host, Miguel. I like to cover topics from ancient history, great leaders and generals from the past, and I also like to talk about self-realization, truth, critical thinking, and strategic spirituality. Outside the box, nonconformist. I'm here to shatter the myths of the mainstream media and the beta sheeple narrative. My email address is alphamalebuddhist@gmail.com. My website is alphamalebuddhist.podbean.com. My Instagram is alphamalebuddhist. And check out my YouTube channel, Alpha Male Buddhist, and that's on YouTube. It is the podcast accompanied with video clips that integrate exactly with the podcast, so it's motivational and inspirational. I also have promotional t-shirts. If you go to my website, alphamalebuddhist.podbean.com, you can see the promotional t-shirts there. Reach out to me. Also, if you have any show notes or any suggestions that you would like to hear on the podcast, just reach out and see if I can get that done. I've been getting some really great emails and feedback from my listeners, which is great. So I want to thank you for listening, and namaste.